How would you pitch this movie to someone that's interested in horror that hasn't seen it or hasn't heard about it?
Man, that's hard. I could give you my brief synopsis, but I don't think that's what I'm going to do. I'd say that this is a movie about everyday life and the monotony and tedium of everyday life and the desire for anything, even something unhealthy, even something debatably morally wrong. And in this case, yes, it's morally wrong. It's not debatably wrong. It is morally wrong. That's what we're talking about in the film. But, but you know, looking for some forms of thrill, it's about, and I think this is why a lot of people might get something out of the film. I'm not saying everyone's going to like it. I know that's not going to happen. That doesn't happen with the best of films. It never happens. You always have your detractors, or you always have people that, you know what, different strokes are different strokes. It doesn't always flow for everyone. But I will say that I feel like what we tried to do and what I wanted to do and what I'm offering here is something that I hope a lot of people will relate to, will find a lot they can relate to here, in both the main characters and Tom and Dan, wherever they are in life, to relate to some of these feelings and emotions these characters are having and relate to the general kind of boredom of life that can often kind of cripple people and really kind of leave you depressed and frustrated and wanting more, some kind of excitement in your life, leave you to do something or lead you to pursue stuff. And, or you become severely depressed and suicidal, which would be much worse, I guess. But depending upon how you look at this movie, you know, it's maybe not as simple as just doing what you feel is the right thing to do to alleviate your boredom. But it's about the extremes that you can reach when you're bored enough, when you're feeling like your life is stagnant enough, and when the complacency is really set in. So it's about average everyday life under the effect of something very abhorrent and abnormal, and the sort of the meeting between those two things. The everyday meets, you know, the exceptional, what the fuck is this, can't look away, you know, gawking at the scene of a crime kind of feeling. The everyday meets that. And the question is how does that affect you